In our call to worship today, I was reading again in Luke chapter 2, a very familiar passage of Scripture, about a man who had been waiting for the coming of the Messiah. We are waiting too. We're waiting for the arrival of our Lord and the trumpet that will sound and the dead in Christ to rise first, and we caught up together to meet the Lord in there. We're waiting too. But they were waiting for the first coming. Let me read beginning at verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Can you imagine this, having that knowledge and understanding that he would not pass from this earthly scene until he had seen the Christ child? What a gift was given to him. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the Jews, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. He got to behold the Christ child with his eyes, but notice his response after he did that. Lord, I'm ready to go. Take me. Do you think that would be our response today? Lord, I want to live another 15 years. You know? No, he was ready to go. He had seen the Christ child that had been promised, but now he was ready to go unto the Father. What a spirit-filled man.
Yes.
Who understood and knew that his salvation was wrapped up in this child he's holding, but he was ready to go to the Father. He was ready to be with him, knowing that God keeps his promise. If God would keep his promise to him personally, to see the Christ child, God keep his promise to bring the Christ into this earth, then God would keep his promises concerning death. Amen?
Amen.
He understood that God is a promise keeper. And so we rejoice in that today. Even though we wait for the coming of our Lord, we know that he keeps his promises. And we rest in that wonderful fact.